thing. So it's just really a
work with my other hand, which means that I'm spending my money as I earn it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yael. Okay, now we have Suri Van, who's going to talk to us about the career of editing. Suri teaches in the copy editing course.
Before I start with what I prepared, I want to make a comment on that wonderful metaphor that we heard this morning about editors from that Feldheim author. I don't want to know who it is. The editor is, editing is like sticking bamboo splinters into the eyeballs. Remember that? I would like to present a different metaphor. I think an editor is like someone who goes into your bedroom closet and throws out all the clothes that you've been saving since you're 3 years old, like the sweatshirt that you wore in seminary every single day for 24 hours, sleeping and eating and in class, or that shirt that you bought when blue and green paisley was in, and maybe even put in a few beautiful suits. And at the end, your closet and yourself look so beautiful and so polished, and you feel so good about the end product. I like that metaphor a little bit better. A panda walks into a cafe. He orders a sandwich, eats it, then draws a gun and proceeds to fire it at the other patrons. Why? Asks the confused surviving waiter amidst the carnage as the panda makes toward the exit. The panda produces a badly punctuated wildlife manual and tosses it over his shoulder. Well, I'm a panda, he says at the door. Look it up. The waiter turns to the relevant entry in the manual and sure enough finds an explanation. Panda, large black and white bear-like mammal native to China. Eats, shoots, and leaves. Eats, shoots, and leaves. The power of a wrongly placed comma. This joke was the basis of a New York Times best-selling book on punctuation. Now think about that. A New York Times bestseller on just on punctuation. If you're a person that gets excited about that idea, about reading a book on punctuation, or about a discussion on the correct usage of the word effect, or the debates between a semicolon or an em dash, then editing might be the career for you. A good editor not only enjoys reading and learning about the mechanics of grammar and putting sentences together, but a good editor is also a voracious reader. And the best editors I know also read a lot. Doesn't matter if you are busy editing all day, somehow you find time to read, and it's important. What's wonderful about editing is that it's so rewarding. There's something rewarding about being able to say, I contributed to producing this beautiful book. You get to meet wonderful people in the publishing world. It's like nothing else. Authors, the editors, the publishers, they're just amazing. And I've had the privilege to meet such amazing people. Also, you sometimes get to read wonderful books. I remember when I first started editing, it was my dream job. You get paid to read books. What else can you ask for? Very often the hours are flexible. Even if you get a salary job, the nature of publishing is usually pretty flexible, and you can usually work out hours. That's not always true if you're involved in magazine editing, because there are tight deadlines. But sometimes you can also ask for specific shifts, especially if you have certain seniority. So that's also very nice for us Jewish mothers. On the other hand, it can be isolating, just like the writer's career. If you're working at home, your coworkers are your computer and printer, and your only communication is through email. So if that's difficult for you, then it could be editing is not for you. Even if you work in an office environment, the actual work of editing is still very isolated. You're not working in a team. Sometimes you get very interesting, enjoyable books, and sometimes you get not so interesting, enjoyable books. Sometimes it's boring. It's true, if you're a freelancer, you can decide not to take the job, but that might not be very good for your career, and often it's better to say, well, it's worth it because I'm getting paid, or it's worth it because I love fixing those sentences. If you're working on more than one job, sometimes you can alternate. You can work 2 hours on that excruciatingly boring book and reward yourself by working on something more interesting and fun. If you're a freelance editor, you sometimes have to work with, I'm afraid to say this in a room full of writers, with difficult clients. Authors are very, and rightly so, are very protective of their word. It's their baby. And they're not always objective. And here comes the editor who is trying to help you be objective. And that could be, it can be hard. It's work. That's hard work to build up that relationship. Especially if you have a client that's difficult, you don't have someone to complain to. You don't have a boss that you can go and say, what am I going to do with that client? Obviously, again, if you're working in an office environment, you do have a team behind you to work with you. But even then, even if somebody steps in to help work things out, you're still the bad guy. That's not always true. Very often, you know, it can be a wonderful relationship, but that's definitely can be a con. If you're a freelancer, you also have to run after clients to get paid. I'm not saying clients don't pay, but it's just something you have to do. You're not just going to be handed a salary paycheck, and it's something you have to keep on top of. Especially with editing, it's not like when you're writing an article, so it's a smaller amount. When you're working on a project, it can be a significant amount of your livelihood, and you have to make sure you're getting that money. So that's something to take into account. And I mentioned the marketing part, that you have to spend time marketing yourself. If you're working as a freelancer, you have to realize that a certain amount of your day is going to have to be spent networking and letting people know you're available and that you're editing. And even though you thought, okay, I'm going to work 4 hours a day as an editor, it could be that a half hour of your day or a certain amount of time per week is going to be spent on marketing, and you have to take that into account when you figure out how much you need to take in as a Parnassa. I was asked to talk about rates. I think that's something anyone working as an editor is interested in. The truth is, rates vary. You can get anything between $15 and $35 an hour, or 50 shekel and 120 shekel an hour. Obviously, there's a median. The median is about $20 an hour, or 65 to 85 shekel an hour. The truth is, rates depend on your experience, your skill, your name, and also how much the client is willing to pay. So all these things you have to take into account when you're charging a rate. I would like to mention that it's not necessarily in your best interest, if you're starting out as an editor, to charge the highest rate just because you think you can get it. Because if you're not yet experienced and you don't know enough, you really don't. I see a difference between experienced editor's work and inexperienced editor's work. And if an author, let's say, takes a book to a publisher, for example, and says, oh, I had this edited by so-and-so, and the publisher says, well, you should know that we are going to have to start from scratch because it just wasn't well done. So you're going to just ruin your name for yourself. Even if you got paid that time and you could say, well, I worked on this project, eventually your projects might dwindle. So it's really very important to be honest about where you're holding in the field. And the truth is, for a starting editor, it's better to take a lower rate because that's an advantage over someone who's more experienced and is taking a higher rate. And you might more readily get hired.
What about the time speed factor? In other words, somebody's a faster editor, how much do you do per hour, et cetera, et cetera?
So, yes. So usually someone who's more inexperienced is slower. I found that in general, books, in general, you know, if you take, you know, a few editors who are basically around the same experience, generally take about the same amount of time. There's a certain amount of time it takes to read a book and to fix it. And we once did this, I worked in Time and Press, they actually once did this because we were trying to figure out how much the project should cost. So all the editors sat in a meeting, right, Chai Bela will remember this, we all sat together and compared notes, how long we spend on different types of projects. And even though each of us worked differently, some of us spent more time on the first read, some of us spent more time on a second read, some of us spent more time on email, we found that in general, the amount of time we spent on the projects were more or less the same. Really, time on a project really depends on the level of the writing, how much work it needs, and how long it is.
Because I just want to mention, the translators, we have a different system. We have, depending on the level of the editing, the price is different depending on how many track changes.
Right.
We have.
So if you it's similar because an editor can take more than a proofreader, for example. And I will sometimes give a higher rate if I see that the work is more difficult, and I'll give a lower rate.
Sorry.
Small groups after this, okay. And then it's week question and question and answers.
Okay. Yes. Just one more thing that's important. If you are working in the field and you see you're not getting work, okay, everyone says it's the economic situation. It's true. Economic situation has affected everything. There is more competition. But the truth is that those editors that I know who are good and experienced are very busy. They are bursting at the seams. So if you are in the field and you're not getting work, here are a few reasons why you're not getting work. One is your price is not right. Either you're charging too little or too much. And why do I say too little? Because sometimes if you charge too little, so you're perceived as not as good an editor. Because, well, if you're worth $10 an hour, then maybe you're really not so good. I want to work with someone who charges $25 an hour. Their work really must be good if they're charging that much. So you have to find the right balance. And the way you do that is if you see that you are getting hired for work, but people are not necessarily taking every project that you give an estimate for, you're probably in the right place. You don't necessarily want everybody to be taking every project because that means you might be charging too little. But if you're not getting any work, you might be charging too much for where you are, for in your love skill level. You might not be good enough, which means that you need to either take a course. I'm going to be giving a copy of AIM course this summer. Please, you can contact me by email or phone. You should have my information. If you don't, I'll give it to you, and I'll give you more information about it. I already gave this course in the winter, and it was great fun, and it was wonderful, I think. Right, Sheena? I have a few students in the audience here. So it could be that your skill level is not good enough, so you need to learn, you need to read more grammar books, you need to maybe get feedback from another editor. You can also have a mentor in editing, okay? And think about that. Also, maybe you're not putting in enough effort. Some people look at editing as this great job where you can just work 9 to 12, 3 times a week, no beta sign in, take vacation whenever you want. Theoretically, maybe you could, but if you don't keep accepting jobs, eventually things could dry up. Sometimes the best way to get the foot in the door is to take a job at a face-off when everybody else is saying, no, I don't have time, and there's your chance to take a job, or to work during the beta sign, or to take the night shift in Hamodia. Yes, it's hard, but just like any other job, you have to put in some effort to build up your career. If you're not putting in that effort, then that could be a reason that you're not being successful. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.